Hi guys, welcome back to Banyo Thoughts, your daily dose of happiness and adventure. So today I'd like to share my own personal experience, or probably a topic that I'm not sure if you guys have experienced it as well. Yung may nakita ang mga post na nakalagay ay, if you don't come out of the quarantine learning a new thing, like, I don't know, developing a skill or learning a language or basically just improving, you know, because of the quarantine and the lockdown, and you've society expects you that you've done something or made good use of your time. I personally do not agree with that, for the simple reason that, you know, it's not easy. I mean, mahirap yung pinagdadaanan natin lahat. Hindi lahat kaya mag-isip ng positivity. I guess depende rin sa background, whatever background you're coming from. But at the end of the day, I think we can't push ourselves to do something na hindi natin kaya. Or huwag natin pilitin. Kasi parang lumalabas, para sa akin, ayun, nakita ko yung mga post na, if you haven't gone, you haven't done anything like this or that, you've wasted your time. Para sa akin, hindi siya justifiable for us. It's like you're pushing people to do something na hindi naman nila kaya, and to have an outlook that is positive despite the current situation. I mean, it's a global pandemic. I mean, hindi naman, siguro, wala pa naman, ano ko, meron bang taong buhay ng time na yan na nangyari to in the past? No, I don't think so. So all of us are experiencing something new in the world, no? And it has sparked a lot of changes, I suppose, in many people. And it's affected a lot everyone on a very personal level, and I personally have experienced that. I have a mindset ko nun before. I was like, yeah, sige, like, let's do something positive. Let's take to learn this, do that, or try to do this, you know, try to do that. You have more time in your hands because you don't travel anymore, you're staying at home, so you can use extra time to do this and that. But the only effect that it had with me is that I have more anxiety than the usual, and I have more fear than the usual, and the more parang everything was pilit para sa akin, which at the end of the day, it's counterproductive for oneself, you know. It's not really going to make you feel more accomplished or a lot better, or I think those people who are saying that have good intentions, but I think misplaced lang talaga. Kasi okay lang. I mean, it's okay that you don't... It's okay that you sleep. You oversleep. I don't know. It's okay that you don't learn how to cook and you just order online or deliveries, online deliveries. It's okay that you binge watch on Netflix and K-dramas. I think it's okay to spend your time daydreaming. Why? Because I think it's the body or the mind or the entire person's coping mechanism, because we're not so used to not being social, and we're not so used to being put in just one area and not move about. I guess yun ang naging, dun ko na realize na no man is really an island, and really as human beings, we're really social animals or social people, no? We really need to interact, have conversations, and virtual conversations or even online meetings somehow helps, but I don't think its entirety helps out, especially if your love languages are different. Like, your love language is like, I don't know, physical touch. Yeah, but there are 5 love languages. So, kung physical touch yung love language mo, then you're already, I don't know, being deprived of that. So, that's how I imagined That's how I feel like about when people say that, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that in during the quarantine. I think it depends on the person, and that the person has to learn how to cope with their own situation. Whether they have to do this or that in terms of their own capabilities na kahit mag-order sila or whatever, no? So hayaan na lang natin. In other words, hayaan na lang natin yung mga taong wag na natin silang i-judge na porket hindi nila nagagawa yan, wasted yung quarantine nila. Sinaya lang nila yung oras nila. Lahat tayo nasa gitna ng siguro lahat tayo trauma siguro for this, especially for people who are mentally challenged or mentally ill, like, or people who have depression or people who have anxiety. I mean, historically they have, no? Let's not be too hard on ourselves. I think yun ang na-realize ko din during this time of the quarantine, that you cannot be too hard on yourself, and neither can you expect a lot from yourself. Na you're gonna come out here a better person. You're gonna grow, and etc. That it's okay, and then the idea that it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to admit that it's hard, and it's okay for you to adapt based on what you think or what you feel is right. And no one should force you, not even your family, your loved one, or your best friend can force you to do things that you're not comfortable doing. And just let time, you know, do its own thing. Go through the motions of things. I think the best advice that probably you can give to someone is really ride the wave lang. Just ride the wave. Day by day. Don't think of it tomorrow. Don't think of it the following day. Don't think of it the following week, the following months, the following year. That would just stress you out, like it did me. You know, yung nangyari sa akin for the past few months, it just stressed me out much more. Na if I thinking of what's gonna happen in the future, and I think that's siguro right now. I think the best, you know, the best part of all of that, after realizing those things, is that mas masaya because you don't feel uncomfortable, you don't feel like you're just feel kasi pag nandoon sa situation na you're fine, parang nasa you're controlled eh. Pero at least when you're not thinking about that, you feel more loose and more, there's more sense of freedom. So yun lang, I think that's the advice that I would, you know, give to people. But when you're ready, I think when you're ready, then you can actually pursue something that is, that you feel that you want to do. In my case, when I realized a few days ago that I haven't been doing things because I've only been doing things because I'm in my mind, it's a requirement because I need to do them. That I totally forgot that I should be, that it's so supposed to be fun, that's supposed to be happy, it's supposed to be exciting, it's supposed to be giving me the extra energy to enjoy something. And so ngayon, ang motto ko ngayon is like a mantra or is, if it's not fun, don't do it. Because you're just gonna waste your time forcing something. So in other words, it's okay for you not to do all of that, and don't listen to those people, and try to choose what you read as well in Facebook and Instagram or in Twitter or whatever social media you're using. Try to sift it out, because again, we're in a situation. It's not happening just in the Philippines. It's actually happening globally, no? So just be kind to yourself. That's one, you know. Be kind to yourself, and it's okay not to be okay. And when you're ready, then you start doing something about it. When you feel like you want to do it, then do it, you know. Because I think the mindset of many people is that sayang yung oras, as if we are rushing for something. We're trying to accomplish something. You know, one of the greatest things, or one of the learning points that I have during this quarantine is the word patience. That we all have to be patient with ourselves. with the way we manage our time, with the way we manage our insecurities, with the way we manage our self-worth, self-love, we have to be very patient. Sometimes we know naman what is right and what is wrong. We know what's good for us. It's just that society or outside influences. That's why nga, do not compare. I wrote a post in my Banyo Thoughts Facebook page that if you once the root of really unhappiness is when you start comparing yourself with others. And I don't think that's a we shouldn't really compare, because the moment we compare ourselves with others, with what they're doing and their success, we start looking down on our own personal accomplishments and our own personal successes. And our definition of success starts changing. It becomes more their definition of success, not ours. And that's where we spiral down. And then when we spiral down and it becomes a constant thing in our head, we start going into a loop. And in that loop, we start thinking of all our insecurities and our failures and our mistakes, and then goes down and down and down. And then that's it. And it's very, it become, we fall into anxiety, we fall into depression, we fall into all those negative thoughts. So yun, scrap it out muna. So if you're listening to this, take a deep breath. You know, inhale and exhale. And tell yourself it's okay not to be okay. And that it's fine to take whatever you've done over the past months since the quarantine. Whether you just watched K-dramas or Netflix, whatever, but as long as you had fun, and then it's fine and it's okay. Move on na tayo dun, you know. And then tell yourself and pat yourself on the back that you're doing a good job. You know, I think the advice of one of my friends when she told me that you're doing well. You know, maybe you're not thinking about it, but you're doing well. And I realized, yeah, you know, despite all the challenges that we all face, you know, we're doing well. We're coping. May be difficult now, but let's take it step by step, one day at a time, one day at a time. You know, don't think about tomorrow. Just think about today, what you can do today, what can you accomplish today. And if you didn't accomplish the things that you want to accomplish today, it's fine as well. Be patient. You know, things will, you know, things will change and things will improve. It's all a matter of our outlook lang. So yun lang, you know, I think I just wanted to share that, you know, those Banyo thoughts with you guys. Personal reflections ko lang na realize ko over the past few weeks, no? Dami talaga ang learning past few days pala. Past few weeks was really horrible for me. But yeah. So yun, guys. So I hope you guys take something out of this conversation. And again, going back, be patient with yourself. Pat yourself at the back. You're doing fine. Don't rush. Take a deep breath. If you feel anxious, take a deep breath. You know, I think tama nga yun eh. Sabi nga doon nila, pag nagdi-deep breathe, yung deep breaths, actually helps you lose weight pa nga. So yun. So hinga ka na mo para magba, kung sakasaaling tumaba ka ngayong quarantine, yan. Pwede na tayo pwede tayo pumayat, saka kahinga lang. Anyway, so yun lang po. Maraming salamat. And thank you for tuning in to this Banyo Thoughts. And I hope to see you again tomorrow, actually. Yeah. See you guys. Bye-bye.